WildTalkRadio.com.
I only have one thing to say. It's great to be back on Monday Night Raw!
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
This is my yard now.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If I were to apply to you now on this concrete, a perfectly executed inside cradle, commonly known as a small package, how long do you think it would take you to escape?
You would never escape a perfectly executed small package. 99% of the time, a small package when applied expertly by an expert wrestler like myself always works.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The Queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
Winning to say good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Raw Post Show live right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. We're here at WildTalkRadio.com. The show is a Raw Post Show presented as always by Gerwick.net and Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow Journey Day at Instagram.com/MBG1211. I'm Sir Rock, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
Happy Memorial Day! It's Monday night. We all know what that means. It's time for Raw.
And Ms. TV. Open up Monday Night Raw. And to sum up the segment, a shame.
Lobster head.
There you go. That sums up the first segment, because after that, what did they say? Who knows? No. All right.
There were some challenges. There were some threats to Dean Ambrose involved. Miz basically said that, you know, even if Dean gets disqualified, hey, guess what? He still gets the title.
Pretty much. And then they brought out Cesaro and Sheamus. They talked about the Hardys coming back. Hardys come back and stealing their spotlight, which is a shame. Sheamus said that the fans like new toys. They're going to break those new toys and take back the tag team titles. Sheamus made a very valid point. We fans are very fickle. We fans are smart. We really like the new thing, and we get behind the new thing. In some cases right now on the internet, that's Jinder Mahal. For some things, it's the Hardy Boys. But we as fans do get behind the new thing. He made a very valid point.
He did.
Miz talked about his the upcoming comeback tour of the Intercontinental Championship when he gets it back on Sunday. Ambrose came out and said he doesn't always make the best decisions, but he can't help it. He said he saw the three guys in the ring and thought someone needed to come out here and shut their mouths. And then Miz did a whole number thing saying, hey, we have three, you have one. Ambrose said he might be crazy, but he's not stupid. So out come to help delete the three men in the ring are the Hardy Boys.
Hey, and a fight ensues.
A fight ensued, Miz bails out, and it was turned into a six-man tag team match player. It was a fine little match. There was a moment where Dean's going for the hot tag, and Matt moved his hand away, because it's like, I'm not going to tag in, you need to tag Jeff. But Ambrose, like, dove for Matt. Matt's like, no, tag Jeff, and then he tugged Jeff, and then Matt came in and did his spots. It was awkward. But hey, Hardy team with Ambrose pick up the win.
Yay, go team new BFF.
Team BFF. Yeah, they are now BFFs. Took me a second. Right. Ambrose and Hardy's are BFFs now. So,
he doesn't listen to me.
Who doesn't listen to you?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Totally listen to you. It just took a second. Went, oh, right, BFFs. Because there's many BFFs in this show.
Oh, I know. I know. And there's one whore.
Are we sure there's only one?
Tonight there was.
We'll get to him in a second. So, they're hyping up Monday Night Raw. And then Corey Graves gets a text on his phone. Graves takes off his headset and walks to the back. Cole then goes uber hyper and promotes later all the stuff coming up on Raw. Come back from break. Kurt Angle is staring at this phone. Angle read something about besmirching his status as a gold medalist. And then he asked Corey Graves, how'd you get it? Graves says he knows people who tell him things. Graves said he would help if he can. Angle said, if this is true, it could ruin him. Dun, dun, dun.
Which I sit there and wonder what it could possibly do or be, seeing as, you know, pretty much everything Kurt has done in the last
5 years has been public, including his sex tape, so...
Wait, Kurt Angle has a sex tape?
I thought that's what... No, that was someone else. Sorry. It wasn't Kurt Angle. Never mind. Sorry. But that's what it could be. He could have a sex tape. We just don't know it.
He could have a sex tape. But then again, everyone's sex tape gets leaked on the internet these days.
Which is... How sad is that?
I mean, yeah, it's really sad. I think another one was leaked today.
Oh, God.
Because the internet just loves leaking sex tapes. But anyway, besides the point. So we'll see what happens with that situation. My gut tells me Stephanie is coming back.
Could be. Entirely possible.
The Drifter beat Zach Evans. No real surprise.
Nope, no shock there.
Samoa Joe is backstage watching Finn's entrance and on a monitor. He starts, you know, going on about he's broken Baylor before and we'll break him again. And then Bray Wyatt appears because now he can interrupt backstage promos. He's the devil that Joe doesn't know. Wyatt said Joe and Baylor can give in to their fears and run. He also made mention about, you know, once again, being the only one that can slay the beast.
It was a good little promo. It really was.
And then we had the match of the night. Finn Balor, Samoa Joe, and Bray Wyatt.
This was fantastic. And Bray Wyatt was a complete and utter whore in it.
You have to watch it. It's interesting watching a match in Lindsay's eyes. Because you see things you don't normally pick up if you're a normal person not watching wrestling with Lindsay. Because the things she calls horror spots are completely just regular spots that people outside of Lindsay and me wouldn't pick up on.
I'm sorry. When Bray does it, he looks like a whore. And he was. It's like he's so in love with Joe and he's so in love with Finn that he's like literally laying out. You know, it's like he falls down in the corner one time and he just spreads his legs. And it's like, Bray, honey, it's a PG show. Stop it.
Then we had a partnership between Joe and Bray, who double-teamed Finn for parts of it, and then it broke out to a really good match. Bray turned on Joe, they battled for a while. We had Sister Abigail and Joe, Finn Balor was then catching Bray, hit him with the sling blade, the running dropkick, hit the coup de grace, and then out of nowhere, Samoa Joe tosses Finn Balor out of the ring and pins Bray Wyatt. So Samoa Joe's your winner. I love that Joe stole the spider walk. The spider sit up. Like, I love that everyone's doing that now. It's really cool that they're actually buying into the things that Bray Wyatt does.
Yeah, I mean, I like it. It's finally, like, somebody went, hey, maybe we should sell for Bray. I don't know. Might be a good thing.
I'd be really curious to watch a full-on program between Bray and Joe.
It would be a slugfest. It would be an absolute slugfest, but it would be worth it.
Then again, them as an awkward tag team wouldn't be the worst idea either.
No. Not yet.
Not saying right now. I'm just saying, in general, it wouldn't be the worst idea as them as an awkward tag team. Because they, you know, when they team up, they're awkward together. But I think they have a lot of fun doing it, too.
Maybe not.
Seth Rollins talks about his complicated history with Roman Reigns. Talks about wanting to win at Extreme Rules. We had Sasha and Rich Swann dancing backstage. And then Noam Dar lost to Rich Swann. There's a mixed tag match on Sunday with Swann and Banks versus Fox and Dar. And then Swann and Sasha danced in the ring after Rich Swann won.
It was cute.
Backstage, Charlie Caruso was interviewing The Revival. They haven't been here in a while. Dawson pointed to Dash Wilder's mouth, which is
why. That would be the reason why.
Yeah. The wires will be cut soon. They show what happened last week with Enzo being... She questioned about Enzo being attacked last week, and they saw them when she was interviewing Sasha, them walking backstage, trying to sneak out of the building, and it's like, we work here. Why wouldn't we be here at Raw? And Dawson said Enzo is a bottom figure, and they don't waste their time with people like that, because, you know, they're top guys.
That's right. They are top guys.
Corey Graves made some mention about Big Cass, you know, possibly being behind about it. So Big Cass came out to confront Graves, and then, you know, Graves was like, I meant this and something else, and just go away. That whole sort of thing. Then we had Kalisto lose to Titus O'Neil in 50 seconds.
It was riveting. It was positively riveting.
With a handful of tights.
Yeah, we saw a little bit more Kalisto than we wanted to tonight. Just a little bit.
And that's the PG version of what she said earlier. Anyway.
Because I can't repeat it on the air.
No.
I can, but I shouldn't.
Yeah, that's a better way to put it. Yeah. Now, the segment everyone on the internet hate, and I didn't totally dislike it. But the internet did. This is Your Life, Bailey edition, with Alexa Bliss. Okay. Did this go on too long? Yes. Could it have been a lot shorter? Yes. Did the crowd give it a chance? No. Did they write her great material? Not really. But for the segment they tried to have her do, Alexa pulled it off good. You had Bailey's fourth grade teacher, Mrs. Flapper, who had her dad always there with her.
Weird.
Which is weird, but it got weirder. We then had her best friend, Tracy. Bailey was a very nice girl. And then when she was 12, she wouldn't do anything because she wanted to watch Raw and SmackDown. But with I'm not trying to do it math now. I don't know if SmackDown was old. When she was 12, SmackDown was a thing. But okay, it may have just started. Anyway, then we had her, Bailey's first boyfriend, Phil Johnson. And Bailey's father went on the first date with them, and she was about to kiss him, but then he opened his eyes, and he almost kissed Bailey's father.
Like you do?
And then we got a Jerry Springer moment. Phil and Tracy then made out, because took them all this time to finally make out with one another. That was kind of stupid. But it happened. Bailey came out, and they brawled. Bailey laid out Alexa. She goes for the kendo stick. Bliss got back up. And then, Little Miss Bliss had a kendo stick tucked underneath the table and smacked Bailey with it right across the back.
Alexa, she comes prepared.
Okay, now, I can see why people didn't like it. It dragged. This segment dragged. And this was sort of the cliff that the show dove off of. So, it's one of those things where, I don't know, how would you put it? How would you put this segment?
Okay, I'm going to go with the positives on this segment.
Okay.
Alexa owned it.
She did.
Alexa went out there, she did the best that she could with it. Was it the greatest thing I've ever seen? Absolutely not. Was it stupid? Yes. Did it kind of drive the point home? Yes. Which was the two women are having a kendo stick match on Sunday. The first person to the kendo stick gets to beat the ever-living crap out of the person that doesn't get the kendo stick, and Alexa just liked that idea just a little bit too much. So, I know your boyfriend's there, Alexa, but just, he's not there, but, just pull that back. Just pull that kinkiness back, because, we don't need that on a PG show. But, the segment drug, it was too long. Those are the negatives of it. I mean, it was poorly written, in my opinion. It's hey, let's do This Is Your Life. And when you think of This Is Your Life, you think of Mick Foley, you think of The Rock, you think of all these different things that Foley did in that segment that made it such a classic segment, and this didn't have that at all.
Here's the difference. The Rock and Mick Foley, they were going for comedy. This was just running down a babyface.
Yep, pretty much.
One was celebrating a baby face, this was running down a baby face.
And in that case, it was super effective.
Enzo was laid out again backstage. Cass was upset. He was blaming the Revival, but Kurt saw them leave the building. So who did it? I guess we'll have to find out next week. But here's the positive on this. And I'm going to quote Omega. This is a bizarre Raw between Angle, Graves, and Revival. It's almost like they're trying to tell stories for once. Yeah.
Yep.
They're giving us someone has created some long-term storylines that they probably don't have a finish to, but are just going to work it anyhow.
Well, it could be that they're all working together. It could be it's the return of Stephanie McMahon. It could be it's any number of things of what they're trying to do. But I appreciate that they're trying to be like, hey, we've got this mysterious thing going on, and you totally need to pay attention to find out what's happening.
Which is a positive.
Which is a positive.
So, for the first time ever, Neville tapped out. As he tapped out to Austin Aries, it was Austin Aries and Jack Gallagher taking on Neville and TJP. Neville tapped out to the last chance, so you know what that means. Neville's going to make Aries tap out on Sunday.
Probably.
Roman once again told us, and the rest of the world, that he will show us that this is he is the big dog, and it's his yard.
I'm so sick of this. I'm so goddamn sick of him saying this. Can you give him better material, please? Please. I hated it when Taker did it. Don't like it any better now.
Goldust told us in his latest Shattered Genius Productions, there are no more happy endings. Only sad endings for R-Truth. And then R-Truth did his own thing.
Oh my god, that was special. Oh my god, that was special. And terrifying.
Okay, so, the joke is, I'm a bad mother, and then someone shouts, shut your mouth.
Yeah.
You need a second person to say that line. You don't say the line yourself.
Well, it was Little Jimmy saying it.
That sounded like R-Truth.
Well, they could sound alike. You don't know.
Okay. Sasha's gonna be on 205 Live tomorrow, but we had our main event, Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins. Good match between the two, but the best thing about this match, no one got hurt.
Yay! The curse is broken.
The most jinxed match in the history of matches, because every time they were scheduled to fight, someone would get hurt. Roman's appendix burst one time, Seth blew out his knee, that's how it is. And in the end, Spear, 1-2-3, Roman wins clean. So Roman has beaten Finn Balor and Seth Rollins heading into Extreme Rules this Sunday.
Not a bad set to defeat.
Which means Roman's not winning Sunday.
Roman's not winning Sunday. They could do Bray because Bray took the pin in the three-way. They could do Joe, which I would not object to. I think they're going to hold Balor off for a little bit, but yeah. Joe or Balor.
It won't be Rollins. I'm thinking Balor, but we'll talk more about that Thursday, and we'll preview that in a second. But tomorrow night, twitch.tv/RackRadioShow is WTR Sims, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. It's the intern's revenge.
Uh-oh.
Find out what happens. Twitch.tv/RecRadioShow. Archives available at YouTube.com/RecRadioShow. Now, Thursday, it's The Rec.
That's right. Tune in. We are going to be talking about Extreme Rules. We'll be previewing it for you. We're talking NXT. We'll have news, notes, tweet of the week, all your favorite things. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Rec Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter.com, YouTube.com/RecRadioShow, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. Saturday night, midnight edition, CB Radio. Well, say what, the Great and Great Debate action movies. Go back and listen to movie villains from this past Saturday. CBRadioLive.com, midnight-ish. CB Radio on Saturday night. CB Radio Live on Facebook and the Twitter. Hashtag Blame Marvel Celebrity Dies. Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio with Heartbreak Mike, Tim Stein, and the Omega, 11 p.m. Eastern, covering Extreme Rules. Go back and listen to last night's episode featuring the one, the only, Son of Havoc from Lucha Underground. We'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11, 10 p.m. Eastern, at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter, at LinsWard, LinsWRD. Go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitters.
Girlwork.net and Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow Journey today at Instagram.com/MBG1211. She's Lindsay Ward. I'm Sir Rock. We'll see you Thursday for The Rack. And right back here for all the fallout from Extreme Rules on the Raw Post Show, 11, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here across the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network, right here at WildTalkRadio.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.